The first time I got in contact with the training was actually 4.5 years ago, when I visited the trainees in the US. I remember the brothers there very early in the morning, they gathered together to call upon the name of the Lord with a loud voice. So I was really sleepy early in the morning and I didn't want to get out of bed. But when I heard the brothers calling with a loud voice upon the name of the Lord, there was a power in me, resurrection power, driving me out of bed to join them.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans 10:12 that the Lord is rich to all who call upon him.
Amen.
From this time on, really, the desire in me to come to the full-time training was stirred up. When I decided to come to the full-time training in London, there were many obstacles and excuses on the way. But I still had this desire in me to come to this place, to get to know the Lord. So I applied. But 2 weeks before the start of the term, there remained one big obstacle. I was about to finish and graduate from my uni in Munich, Germany, but I had a huge issue with my thesis. No matter what I tried, I could not find a solution. So I prayed to the Lord, "Lord, if you want me to go to the training, you have to help me out." During this time, I experienced 2 Corinthians 4:8, which says, "We are pressed on every side, but not constricted." Persecuted. Yeah, persecuted but not abandoned.
Amen.
Unable to find a way out.
Amen.
But not utterly without a way out.
Amen.
I knew that if this was according to the Lord's plan and part of the fulfillment of his purpose, he will be faithful.
Amen.
So eventually, very close to the deadline, the Lord showed me exactly what to do. Amen. Like a finger pointing to the solution. Nothing is too small to him. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your anxiety on him,
Amen.
Because it matters to him concerning you."
Amen.
And then when he carried it out, he did it through my hands. But I knew that this was nothing what I did, but it was altogether him who worked it out and who accomplished it.
Amen.
Romans 8:28-29 says, "And we know that all things work together for good."
Amen.
To those who love God.
Amen.
To those who are called.
Amen.
According to his purpose.
Amen.
Because those whom he foreknew,
Amen.
He also predestinated.
Amen.
To be conformed to the image of his Son.
Amen.
That he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
Amen.
This all things includes all persons, all matters and all things.
Amen.
God the Father is sovereign. He arranges everything and he knows what is the best for us.
Amen.
He answers the Spirit's intercession by causing all things working together for good.
Amen.
That is, that we would be conformed to the image of his firstborn Son of God.
Amen.
For his corporate expression, the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
This is my experience. Before I came to the training, I had this huge issue with my thesis. But the Lord was working in my environment to do all things, to work out all things together for good.
Amen.
So that I could eventually finish my thesis. But why is that? He prepared the way for me to go to the training. So it's not for me to receive a good grade or to do a PhD or to have an outstanding career. But it is that I would open to him,
Amen.
That I would know him,
Amen.
That I would be conformed to his image.
Amen.
And that is what he wants to gain in each one of us. He wants to conform us to his image.
Amen.
As the hymn says, "Dearest Lord, I waste myself upon thee.
Amen.
Loving thee, I'm deeply satisfied."
Amen.
The full-time training in London is a place where I can really waste myself upon the Lord.
Amen.
I know coming here, I'm finishing now my second term. And I know all the saints in the training are my family. And I will come back for my third term. And praise the Lord for the full-time training. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this family.
Amen.
Our life is for you, Lord.
Amen.
So now please join us in singing the fourth stanza of hymn number 2 again.